While Joe Biden vacations again, the Taliban keeps Americans trapped in Afghanistan. Border Patrol agents in El Paso are forced to build their own wall. Plus, following the Supreme Court's ruling on the Texas pro-life law, Democrats are in a panic. All that and more. I'm Bobby Eberle. This is a 13-Minute News Hour.
God bless the United States of America.
Okay, friends, welcome to the show. Happy Monday. I hope you had a great weekend. If you're new to the show, thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to start with Joe Biden, his administration, and the Taliban. Because as Biden vacations in Delaware again, the Taliban are currently blocking the safe passage of Americans and exacting revenge on those Afghans who aided America. Yes, as we fly some Afghans into this country who are on the terror watch list, some others who actually like us and helped us were left behind. This is along with the 10% of Americans who were left behind as well. Remember Biden's commitment to the American people during his ABC interview? Here it is.
And are you committed to making sure that the troops stay until every American who wants to be out is out?
Yes.
How about our Afghan allies? Does the commitment hold for them as well?
The commitment holds to get everyone out that, in fact, we can get out and everyone should come out. And that's the objective. That's what we're doing now. That's the path we're on. And I think we'll get there.
So Americans should understand that troops might have to be there beyond August 31st.
No, Americans should understand that we're going to try to get it done before August 31st.
But if we don't, the troops will stay.
If we don't, we'll determine at the time who's left.
And?
And if there are American forces, if there's American citizens left, we're going to stay till we get them all out.
Troops won't leave until all Americans are out. That was his promise. As you know, it didn't mean anything. We went from a Biden promise to this.
The bottom line, 90% of Americans in Afghanistan who wanted to leave were able to leave. Secretary of State Blinken is leading the continued diplomatic efforts to ensure safe passage for any American who wants to leave Afghanistan.
10% left behind. It's pathetic. And now the Taliban are going door to door, killing people. They are also holding Americans essentially as hostages, refusing to let them leave until concessions are made by the United States. Representative Michael McCaul, he was on Fox News Sunday, and co-host Chris Wallace asked him how many Americans and Afghan allies have been left in the country since U.S. forces pulled out.
Since we left the country on Friday, how many Americans have gotten out of Afghanistan since we pulled out? How many Afghan allies have gotten out since the Taliban was in complete control of the country?
I understand, zero. And in fact, we have six airplanes at Mazar-e Sharif Airport, six airplanes with American citizens on them as I speak, also with these interpreters, and the Taliban is holding them hostage for demands right now. The state has cleared these flights, and the Taliban will not let them leave the airport.
Americans truly stranded in Afghanistan, hostages of the Taliban. They are there, ready to leave, but are stuck until the Biden administration meets the demands of the Taliban. Is this what Biden meant by America is back? Here's more.
This is really, Chris, turning into a hostage situation where they're not going to allow American citizens to leave until they get full recognition from the United States of America. My concern is that Zalkalizad, our special envoy, who's met with the Taliban, they're in talks right now, and I think I worry his recommendation to the administration will be to recognize the Taliban as the official government of the United States, a Taliban organization that is a terrorist organization.
The Biden administration has no clue what it is doing. McCaul went on to say the 250 Afghan orphan girls with visas were prevented from leaving the country, not by the Taliban, but by Biden's own State Department. Those girls are now in the hands of the Taliban. This weekend, White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain put his spin on the Taliban situation.
More than 100 American citizens were left behind when the last military flight left Kabul earlier this week. What is their status right now? Have any gotten out, and how many are still there?
We believe it's around 100. We're in touch with all of them who we've identified on a regular basis. Obviously, we're hopeful that in the coming days, the Qataris will be able to resume air service out of Kabul. And if they do, we're obviously going to look to see if Americans can be part of those flights.
Unreal. Klain says we're in touch with all of them who we've identified. Does that sound reassuring to you? Then he says America is going to work with the government of Qatar to hopefully get Americans out on Qatari flights. What a situation. And then in the meantime, Biden vacations in Delaware. How much longer will these Americans be left behind? Let me know what you think in the comments. All right, so next, let's talk about the unfinished border wall. But first, if you're new to the show or haven't subscribed yet, regardless of platform, just search out my name, hit that subscribe button, make sure notifications are turned on. That way you can follow the show and help us grow. Okay, so let's talk about a stretch of border wall near El Paso, Texas. Biden halted construction on the wall. There's a big hole in it. Equipment and supplies were just left behind, kind of like what we see with military equipment that we just left for the Taliban. In this case, human traffickers are using this opening to simply walk right into the country, and it has Border Patrol agents scrambling for a solution. And here's the story. This area in the El Paso sector is where Texas, New Mexico, and Mexico meet. The 20-foot gap in this area was allowing illegal aliens and smugglers to easily cross into the U.S., Border Patrol agents told the New York Post. Richard Berrigan, an agent in the El Paso sector, told the Post that the contractors just stopped and pointed to the broken wall in the area after the contractors stopped building the wall after Biden took office. Agents also said that thousands of tons of building materials, including steel, have gathered rust since Biden ordered the stopping of the wall's construction. One issue after another after another. The Biden administration is just not up to the job. Biden and his team actually want illegal aliens to flood into this country. That's what they want. And it puts Border Patrol agents in a very stressful and dangerous situation. Here's more. Agents decided to take it upon themselves to fill the gaps left in the wall by using both pieces of material left behind by these federal contractors and materials such as old truck tires. Berrigan said that we have some agents who are good welders, and they put it all together, and added that any infrastructure is helpful to us. These are just some of the challenges we face every day. El Paso Sector Chief Patrol Agent Gloria Chavez said that the wall enhances my officers' safety. It delays entry and allows the agent to have an advantage. Additionally, it protects the agent. The Post notes that over the last year, attacks on Border Patrol agents by smugglers and drug traffickers have nearly doubled in the El Paso sector, from 23 in fiscal year 2020 to 40 this year so far. Violence is up, illegal border crossings are up, drug arrests are up, and the American people are the ones who pay the price. All right, so next, following the Supreme Court's ruling to not block the Texas heartbeat law, which bans abortion if a heartbeat is detected in the unborn child, Democrats are scrambling to muster a counteroffensive, and it looks like everything is on the table, from packing the court to new laws to ending the Senate filibuster. The Democrats are desperate because they see the possibility that Roe versus Wade could actually be overturned, and they are grasping at any idea to stop it. And here's the story. The Supreme Court's decision to let stand a Texas ban on most abortions has sent Democrats scrambling to safeguard abortion rights and to prevent the law from becoming a blueprint for other states. Senator Amy Klobuchar said Sunday the Senate would abolish the 60-vote filibuster threshold to help clear the way for Roe v. Wade to be codified into law. The Minnesota Democrat voiced her support for packing the Supreme Court and for Justice Stephen Breyer to retire sooner rather than later. "I believe we should abolish the filibuster," Ms. Klobuchar said. "I do not believe an archaic rule should be used to allow us to put our heads in the sand," to use Justice Sotomayor's words, "to put our heads in the sand and not take action on the important issues, the challenges that are facing our country right now, now and over the next years." Just look at those comments and you'll see desperation. Abolish the filibuster, pack the court, and definitely find a replacement for Stephen Breyer. The Democrats have no confidence that Joe Biden could get reelected, and they'd give anything to get a young radical leftist on the court while Biden is there. The ruling by the Supreme Court to not block the Texas law was 5-4. Justices Thomas, Alito, Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, and Barrett voted against blocking the law, while Chief Justice John Roberts sided with the three other liberals on the court, Breyer, Kagan, and Sotomayor. Here's some more reaction from the Democrats who have seized on this issue amid the growing turmoil in the Biden administration over COVID, Afghanistan, and the recent jobs report. People are shocked, horrified, outraged, Representative Veronica Escobar of Texas said on CBS's Face the Nation. President Biden denounced the law last week, saying it has created a vigilante system and calling it almost un-American. On Sunday, White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain said the administration is looking to come up with answers. We have the best lawyers at the Justice Department looking for legal remedies to protect women who are seeking to exercise their constitutional rights, Mr. Klain said on CNN's State of the Union. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is vowing to bring legislation to the floor of the House to codify Roe v. Wade into law. And that's why we should all be thankful for the filibuster. The Senate is tied 50-50, folks, and thus Kamala Harris provides the tie-breaking vote if a simple majority is needed. However, 60 votes are required to stop a filibuster, which means Nancy Pelosi can pass whatever she wants because it will just die in the Senate. So, what do you think will happen with the new Texas law? This is going to be a stepping stone for Roe versus Wade. Can it be? Will it be? Let me know in the comments. All right. So next, while countries like China are prioritizing the teaching of math and science, American students are getting blasted with the 1619 Project, critical race theory, and anti-American propaganda. The result is that American students are falling farther and farther behind their counterparts, and this puts America on a dangerous path for the future. Three distinguished math scholars recently issued a scathing commentary on the state of STEM education in America. That's the teaching of science, technology, engineering, and math. As America falls, China rises. And here's the story. Keeping in mind China's status as an authoritarian country, the mathematicians warned Americans, the drawbacks of American education policies are so pronounced that U.S. schools are now losing their ability to attract elite scholars despite the fact that the United States offers these academics a freer and more democratic environment. The authors listed several reasons for America falling behind in math. The first is that American students are simply not prepared for STEM careers. This means that America has become more and more dependent on foreign students to fill spots in higher education. The story points out that a recent survey found 55% of all graduate students in math, computer science, and engineering in American schools were non-U.S. citizens. 55%. Another survey found that a staggering 81% of full-time graduate students in electrical engineering were international students. The authors also blasted the leftist woke ideology that has infected America's school system, saying that focusing on social justice and diversity has weakened the concepts of merit and achievement. And they're right about that. In particular, the scholars pointed to California schools that are focusing on fighting racism in math rather than actually teaching math. And here's more. The mathematicians took note as well of how the education establishment in the U.S. maintains an almost complete lock on the content taught in our schools with little input from the university math community. Observing the constant stream of ill-advised and dumbed-down reforms that have pervaded American public schools, the math scholars described them as having served to degrade the teaching of mathematics to such an extent that it has become difficult to distinguish a student who is capable from one who is not. What a mess. But this is exactly what the left wants on a number of levels. Flood the country with foreign students and you lose track of the American culture. Dumb down American students, and you get more and more people dependent on government. This is why it is so important for people to get involved with education on the state and local levels. Speak out against critical race theory and the 1619 Project. Demand accountability and get back to the days where merit was rewarded and students were pushed to do better, not embraced because everyone is equally bad. Friends, that's our show for today. I hope you enjoyed it, but don't forget, if you're new to the show or haven't subscribed yet, regardless of platform, just search out my name, hit that subscribe button, make sure notifications are turned on. That way you can follow the show and help us grow. Thank you so much for tuning in. Our next show is going to be Wednesday evening at the usual time, 6:30 p.m. Central Time. Until then, I'm Bobby Eberle. This is the 13-Minute News Hour.